Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان.
The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own, and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the community-wide Shure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirat Mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praises is due to Allah, the Lord of all systems of knowledge, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the sole judge on the day of judgment. We worship you only and we turn to you begging assistance. Guide us on the straight way, the way of those whom you have bestowed your blessings, not those who incur your wrath, nor those who go astray. Ameen.
Ameen. Imam Omar, I want you to know how honored we are to have you here and opening the prayer for us as a community, your words and hearing your voice and you being here as one of our pioneers is a great honor to us. I want you to know that we do not take that for granted.
Thank you for all your sacrifices
and contributions that you've made to continue on this path with us and your patience. So I want to just say welcome to Study Al-Islam again. we're always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are here with each other, enjoying these moments, these memories, this special time between us. Imam Yahya Abdullah, who is a dear friend to this community, a long time member, a companion of Imam Muhammad, may he be in the highest place in paradise during his leadership. We are most honored to have him as well and those like him. So he will be taking questions at the end of his presentation. But we ask that you put your questions in the chat. So if there are questions, please place it in the chat. So without no further comments or accolades, I want to just welcome our dear brother, Imam Yahya Abdullah, who is closing Study Al-Islam out. And next Sunday, we will have our community prayer. Insha'Allah. Imam Yahya Abdullah, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can. Please proceed. Okay.
Bismillahir Rahman Rahim, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We witness that there's nothing worthy worship except Allah alone, the one and only, there is none like unto him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. And we witness that Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to whom the Quran was revealed 1,445 years ago, is Allah's servant, messenger, prophet to all of mankind. أشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what follows thereafter, this excellent salutation to Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. First of all, let me say to all of you all that are with us this morning on Study Al-Islam, I am indeed humbled and grateful to be with you and hear the appreciation and the love that's coming from so many of you all for our work, our continued work. And I want to express my heartfelt appreciation to you all, and particularly to my dear friend, greetings to her, Fitra Muhammad, and commend her for her consistency to, over the many years, to stay on the job and bring us these life topic series. And it's interesting that she titled her presentation and program, Study Al-Islam, Study Al-Islam. Imam W.D. Muhammad, God grant him the highest station in paradise, he said to us many times, and I'm sure some of you all may recall this, he said we should always keep the student mentality. Always be a student. So, yes, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me and many of us over the number of years to grow in knowledge because we keep the student mentality. I like to say all the time, Ana Talib Fit Deen, that's Arabic. Ana Talib Fit Deen. I am a student in the religion of Al-Islam. And our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, and your earliest years until the latter part of our life. So we never stop learning. And I do recall Imam Muhammad addressing the imam on occasion, at the imam's meeting we would have with him, and he would say to us, he said, you all will be asking me questions in the akhirah, in the next life. You're going to be asking me questions there. So we never stop learning. The minute we do that, we shut our minds off, think we know everything, then that's when we start regressing. And to all of the believers on, assalamu alaikum to all of you all. May Allah continue to bless you as we conclude this year, 2023, inshallah, going into a new year, 2024. And to our non-Muslim friends and family members and co-workers and guests joining us on Study Al-Islam, because it's just not Muslims on the program. I'm aware of that. Fitra has an audience, not just in America. When I say Fitra, I can call her that. She calls me Yahya. We're friends. But she has been working for so long, by Allah's grace, she has developed an audience outside of the United States of America, and not just Muslim audience, non-Muslim audience for Study Al-Islam. So we congratulate her for that and pray Allah bless her with good health, long life, and continue this work. And Kareem Hamid, greetings to you with American Muslim 360, and I'm almost certain they're broadcasting live on American Muslim 360 today. So we want to begin. This is Study Al-Islam. Study is Darus, D-A-R-S, or Darasu, D-R-A-S-U, Darasu, lesson. And to Imam Omar, who opened the program in our study lesson, and I'm emphasizing study because I'm going to encourage you all here, get a pad out because you're going to have to take some notes. This is not Jumu'ah. We can say ta'lim in the sense that it's Islamic education. That's what ta'lim means. Get a note, a pad, pen, or you can take memo notes now on these phones and computers and write some things down. But Imam Omar, his translation is a reading, recitation of Al-Fatiha, very good Arabic, Imam Omar. But the translation that he gave us, the translation of Imam W.D. Muhammad for Al-Fatiha. And you know it from the, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, which he said. But that statement, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, nobody translated that statement. All praise is due to Allah, the God and Evolver of all systems of knowledge. except Imam W. Dean Muhammad. And I was listening to a presentation of Imam Muhammad recently, many of his lectures now on YouTube, as many of you all know. And he mentioned in this presentation that he became aware, he didn't have the copy in his hand at the time, I think this was around 2006, 2007. And he mentioned that he became aware that there was a translation that was done in Saudi Arabia where they translated what Imam Omar read to us, Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, all praises belongs to Allah, the Imam of all the systems of knowledge, that the Saudis recognized that translation, the scholars in Saudi Arabia, and they put out a translation utilizing Imam W.D. Muhammad's translation of that verse in the Quran that Allah is the Lord of all systems of knowledge. So thank you for that, Imam Omar. Okay, our class lesson for today, topic that Sister Fitra gave me to conclude this year, faith over fear. Faith, F-A-I-T-H, belief, over fear, F-E-A-R. And Fitra, I started this Jummah prayer. So those who are on, or those of you all who listen to me, and our New Jersey audience, Fitra is correct that we talk about you all the time, and our viewers and listeners in New Jersey, because the New Jersey community, Muslims in New Jersey, to this day, from the time I started Al-Islam Worldwide Ministry on Facebook, now we're on YouTube, the New Jersey audience is the largest audience that I have, alhamdulillah, praise God, on Facebook, YouTube, StreamYard, the New Jersey community. You all are the largest audience to this date. Thank you for that, alhamdulillah. Number two is Philadelphia. Number three is Florida. Number three is New York. Number four is Florida. Number five is California. Those are the top five. And Texas comes right up in there also, my family and friends over in Texas. But our New Jersey audience by far is the number one audience. So thank you all, and we appreciate that over the years. Okay, so now let's begin our lesson, faith over fear. And I'm stressing lesson, first chapter, 3:102 of what? The Quran. Okay, so we're going to start there, chapter 3:102, on this subject of faith over fear. Allah revealed to Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. Verse 102 in this chapter titled Al-Imran, the family of Imran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, of God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu Allah. So two words there, faith. Aminu, it's in the plural. Aminu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah the Mighty spoke the truth as revelation to Muhammad the Prophet. Prayers and peace be upon the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, now I'm translating from Abdullah Yusuf Ali's translation. And by the way, this is the 11th edition of the translation. This is not 1934. This is 2009. Language has evolved. It has changed. Much of the translation, the commentary, and all of that is done by a team of scholars, not just the late, great Sheikh Abdullah Yusuf Ali, may Allah forgive him and grant him paradise. Okay, that's important. All you who have faith. So here's the faith. This is in the plural. You believe, those of you all who have faith, fear Allah as he should be feared. So now here we are told to have fear, but this is the fear of God. And the word is attaku. from taqwa. Fear God as he should be feared. And die not, well, tamutinna, meaning don't die in your spirit. That means just to die physically, yes, but die not in your mind. Don't die morally. Don't die spiritually. Don't die socially, except in a state of Muslim. Wa antum muslimun, except in a state. They translate this as al-Islam or Islam, but the word is actually Muslim, meaning to live as a Muslim. And I recall Imam Muhammad, he was saying once of this verse, he said, in order to die as a Muslim, you have to live constantly as a Muslim. Keep the Muslim mind. Keep the Muslim spirit. Keep the Muslim attitude. What does that mean? Obedience to God, following the laws of God, doing the best that we can to do what our religion asks and requires of us. Okay? And it's not difficult. The difficulty comes when you are trying to do the opposite. But if we submit ourselves and obey God, that doesn't mean we're going to be angels and saints. Not really. We'll be decent, dignified human beings. And the world needs that today. So all you believe, be regardful of Allah. So make a note that this word fear, F-E-A-R, the English word fear, here is taqwa, T-A-Q-W-A. Now, aminu taqullah, that's in the plural, because aminu is in the plural. So all you people who have faith, now I'm going to go to the dictionary of the Quran. This is a class to give you the verb. Where can I find this word taqwa if I'm doing research? Now, unless you know the Arabic language, and particularly Quranic Arabic, this is a very difficult word to look up in the dictionary, and I'm utilizing the dictionary of the Quran, okay? Mine is a little roughed up a little bit because I use it all the time, all right? Okay, you have to do what is called tabdil, ba'atin, to exchange letters. So anytime you have a word where you have the waw, alif, ya, it, as a part of it, you have to change it. So if you went to taqwa, T-A-Q-W-A, you're not going to find it in the dictionary. So you drop the T, the ka, and you reverse or exchange the waw, put it at the front of the word, and it becomes, and I'm giving this fast, it's not an Arabic lesson I'm doing today now. So if I confuse you a bit, I apologize for that, but I'm just giving you, and you can research this, look this up, on this rule of tabdil, where you have to exchange these letters, alif, wow, yeah, they are interchangeable to form the basic verb structure when you're looking up the word in a dictionary to get a meaning for it. Now, let me say this up front because many of you all know this. The best dictionary of the Quran is the Quran itself. How the Quran utilizes the word. So Quran is the best tafsir, best commentary of the Quran, the best concordance of the Quran. So you need tools like concordances to see how words are used in the Quran because the Quran is the best dictionary. All right? However, we have dictionary of the Quran, and this is by Abdul Omar Manan. So on page 15, Waqqa is the verb, W-A-Q-A. He protected, Daqi, she protects. And then I'm going to turn to page 619. I'm just giving you the page. You can go read all of this. We don't have time for it. And at the bottom of page 619, you will find the word taqwa, T-A-Q-W-A. Protection, warding off evil, observing duty, observing the divine ordinances in every way of life. Imam Muhammad's translation of taqwa, regardfulness of God, consciousness of God. This word is used about 258 times in the Quran. Okay? Now, for iman, aminu, in the dictionary, page 33. All right, let's go there. Aminu, that's faith. The class lesson, faith over fear. However, I'm starting with the good fear, and the good fear is taqwa, fear of God, be regardful of God. This is not the mortal fear where we're fearing danger or fearing harm. We'll get to that. But this fear is the good fear. We're conscious of God. We're regardful of God. And this fear connects with our faith. Hence, yeah, you had Levina. Amenukakullah. You see? Have the faith, O you who have faith. Embrace this fear. Embrace the fear, the consciousness of God. However, hakatukatihi, fear him as he should be feared. What does that mean? That means we don't have the fear of God. We're going to worship God because we're afraid that God is going to punish us. That's not bad. Okay, that's true too. We want that, you know, but we're not children, so to speak. You know, the child, we have children. The parents say, do this, do that, do this, or I'm going to punish you. And the child fears the punishment. So the child will do things because they fear the punishment of mother, father, or the guardian, or well. Yes, we have that kind of fear of God, but that's not the highest form of the fear. No, we don't want to fear Allah because he's going to throw lightning bolt at a bolt at us, God forbid, or he's going to punish us. Yes, he does that. Natural law does it. He's already set natural law to do that. But that kind of fear is khawf. We're going to come to that. This fear, hakatukatihi, fear him as he should be feared. How's that? With consciousness and awareness and regardfulness that we have our life. As one sister said earlier when she came on, she said, alhamdulillah, praise God, we are here this morning. Don't take it for granted. Yes. Now, see, that's consciousness. That's taqwa of God, being regardful. We can't get up. Allah blessed us to get up this morning. So the Prophet taught us to say, alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da mamaytana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise is due to Allah who brought us back to life, gave us life after we died, and to him we will eventually return, meaning the soul will eventually return to God. So that's the first thing. Eyes come open. We are conscious and aware. We praise Allah for giving us life again today. So our sister, she's correct. That's taqwa. That's consciousness of God. And it has many, 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 many meanings, okay? And I gave you the Persian dictionary. Now, aminu, the verb, page 33. To trust, this is part of faith. To be secure, be safe. Security, covenant. Faith is the word faith on page 33 of the dictionary. Iman, faith, belief. Islam is used along with the word iman. Then the word iman, faith, signifies sincerity and firmness of faith. All right? So this word now has been used in the Quran. I gave you the number of times that taqwa was used in the Quran. Over, I don't think I did, 258 times. So you'll find that word in the Quran 258 times. This word, faith, iman, aminu, 894 times in the Quran. So that's a big subject in our religion, faith, iman, belief in God. Next verse. So we're going to go now to the mortal fear. And those of you all who were present for the Jumu'ah Friday, you heard me go through these with different verses in the Quran on Friday. Those of you all who haven't had the opportunity or didn't hear the Jumu'ah prayer, you can go to Al-Islam Worldwide Ministry or Masjid Muhammad, spelled M-U-H-A-M-M-E-D, in Jacksonville, Florida, and you'll be able to get the first part of the Jumu'ah prayer where I spoke on faith over fear. This is the second part. Okay, so in chapter 3, verse 169, excuse me, to 171, where we're going to speak on the second fear there, okay? وَلَا تَعْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي السَّبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَيَّاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Think not, assume not, think not, consider not of those Allah revealed to the Prophet, subsequently educating us, saying, not of those who are dead, who have passed away, slain in Allah's way, or amwatin means they have passed on, that they are really dead. No, Allah says, they are living. They are alive, finding their sustenance in the presence, in the Rabbihim Yurzakun, their sustenance in the presence of their Lord. We don't know, in another part of the Quran it says, but we know not how they live, all right? But remember, this is faith over fear, so let's keep moving. Verse 170. Farihina bima attahum Allahu min fadlihi wa yastabshiruna billadheena lam yalhaqu bihim min khawfihim ala khawfun. All right, here's the word fear. Ala khawfun alayhim wa lahum ya'zanun. All right, dear believers, and some of you all are saying the difficult times that we're living in now. Okay, here's how this is addressed in the Quran in this verse. They rejoice, the believers, those with faith, rejoice in the blessings and the bounty provided by Allah and those that have passed on. They're enjoying the bounties of God too. This is connecting with verse 69. Now, in regards to those, Quran, left behind, that's us, those of us who are still here on this side, who have not yet joined them on the other side in their paradise, their jannah, their bliss, the shaheed, the martyrs, glory in the fact, those of us, that on them is no fear, nor have they any cause to grieve. Now, this applies to us in this life, too. Because it's speaking of those that have gone ahead of us and those of us that are still here working in this first life, working in the ula, the first life, or the dunya, this world. What does Allah say? Ala khawfun alayhim wa lahum ya'zanun. And in chapter 10, which I read in Jumu'ah Friday, so put that in your notes, 10 and 62, you can read with 3, 169, 170, and 71. All right, because it goes together. So for the believers, Allah says, there is no fear, nor will they grieve. While I'm at it, let me give it to you. Turn right to it. Okay. Ala inna awliya'a, this is chapter 10, Jonah, verse 62. Ala inna awliya'a Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum ya'zanun. Is to be read or connects with verse 170. Now the translation here. Behold, verily on the friends of Allah. Oh, I love this. I love all these verses, but this. Now, do you consider yourself a friend of Allah? Verily on the friends of Allah, there is no paranoia fear. The khawf. This is khawf. Nor are they miserable. Yeah, Zenu. What? First of all, we can be God's friend. Yes. Allah, our friend. Yeah, he's the best of friends for us. And if we have this awliya, and it means protecting friend too. This is not like Rafiq or Sadiq. This is awliya, our protecting friend. God is our protecting friend. Chapter 10, verse 62. So we want to get to that relationship, taqwa. Consciousness of God to such an extent where God becomes our friend. We are part of the friendship of God. God sees us as his friend, and we see God as our best friend. When we develop that spirit and that attitude, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what kind of world we're in today. Now, we're human beings. It's not going to take, concerns, disagreements, and disappointments. I'm not saying that. What, paranoia? That's what khawf means. La khawfun alayhim wa lahum ya'zanun. You will not live in paranoia, fear, won't be afraid for your life. Will you fear failure? Will you be able to make it? Will you be able to make a living? Won't be so afraid for the children and the grandbabies, the husbands and the wives. No. We don't live like that. We live in faith. God says, no, once you become my friend, you shouldn't be paranoid, and you shouldn't be miserable. While at home, yes, enough. Oh, my husband left. Get another one. My wife left. Get another one. Children left. Well, you can get some more of them. They don't call anymore. Keep praying for them. Y'all ought to protect them and keep them safe. But you shouldn't be miserable. You are a friend of God. Hallelujah, Allah. And Allah is your friend. So we want the best for our life. We want the best for our family. We want the best for our friends and our children. We want the best for our community. And, yes, we want the best for America. We want the best for this world. However, if they choose a different path, different direction, we do not live in misery. We do not live in, as a matter of fact, in another verse of the Quran, the prophet, he was grieving because he couldn't get his family members, some of them, not his immediate family, but some of his uncles and cousins. You all study the history, you know this. He couldn't guide them. They were difficult. Some came and joined the religion later. Others never did. Allah revealed to him, we know you love them, Muhammad, but do not grieve over them. Don't harm your spirit and worry and all frustrated. No. Says Allah, guide whom he wills to a path that is straight and leaves astray whomsoever he chooses. So Allah advised the prophet this way. So, you know, while we feel in our hearts, yeah, we want our children and grandchildren, brothers and sisters and friends and family to come to the best way as Allah has blessed us. Don't grieve over them, though. We are awliya Allah. And we're not the only friends of God now. So Muslims, don't develop the attitude that we only got friends. No, there are some Christians that are friends of Allah. There are Jews that are friends of Allah. I know some of you all might find it hard to believe. There are other religious people. There are people on this earth that don't identify in any religious community at all, but believe in God, close to God, conscious of God, and they too fall under that umbrella of friends of God. Okay? All right. Verse 171, pardon me. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They glory, those who've gone ahead, those of us left behind that are not afraid, we have in the faith, we're not grieving, they glory in the grace. See? The grace, be ni'mah. Now, this word ni'mah, na'im, ni'mah. My young brother's name is Naeem. My daughter's name is Ni'mah. They glory in the Ni'mah, the favors, men along from God, or Fadlin, and his grace and bounty, and also in the fact that Allah suffers not the reward, is the faith now, of the believers to be lost in the least. I hope you all took a note of that from the Quran and wrote that down and write it down and make a mental note that Allah revealed to the prophet, say, listen, glory in the favors of God and the grace that he's given us, because he's given us many. And we also glory in the fact that we are told in this chapter and verse and other verses by Allah to Muhammad the prophet, present, future, pundit, that Allah does not cause to be lost the reward of the faithful believers in the least. One little small deed, anything that we have done or do in this religion or in goodness and the cause of God and helping folk, hey, dear believers, we don't lose it. The rewards of it, Allah gives us the blessings of it and the rewards of it. Now, where do we find Khawf in the dictionary? We're almost done. One more to go. All right. On page 167 of the dictionary, remember this is Dars, lesson. The verb Khawfa, K-H-A-F-A. And this is Khawf, K-H-A-W F, what I just read now. Excuse me. The mortal fear of danger, that paranoia. So here the dictionary of the Quran, and this dictionary is this word in the Quran. To fear, be frightened, apprehensive, anxious, suspicious. One who's afraid, very fearful, that's called. So that's the fear of your loss of life or some danger, God forbid. Now look, that word is in the Quran 124 times, okay? It's not in the Quran as much as taqwa 258 times. So we should have more consciousness of God, well, actually almost twice as much. Carl, 124 times mentioned in the Quran, that mortal fear, taqwa mentioned 258 times. So we should be more fearful of God, that's the good fear, than we are the fear that only appears in the Quran 124 times, the fear of danger, the fear of harm, God forbid, okay? More consciousness of God than fear of mortal danger. Now, faith, have both those by far beat 894 times. Faith, iman, aminu, belief. So we should have more faith than fear, kauf. And remember the taqwa now, even if you add the taqwa to the faith, to the iman references in the Quran, are you well over 1,000 times? Dwarfs the paranoia and the fear of danger. All right? Okay, last one, and then we will conclude our lesson. Okay? Chapter 33, and we'll take a few questions. Verse 39. This is the third word for fear. So I've given you two words, taqwa, khawf. Now this one, yaksha, khashya. And I mentioned this in Jumu'ah Friday. This is chapter 33, Surah Al-Ahzab. The Confederates, verse 39. الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. Sister Josh, you heard that? حَسِيبًا. That's your name and Hindu's name, my dear friends in Mobile, Alabama. It is the practice of those who preach or teach the messages of Allah and yakshauna. Now, the English word in all three of these verses that I read have F-E-A-R, fear. But unless you know the Quranic Arabic word, you have no idea what fear this is talking about, what level or what aspect of fear this is talking about, because the Arabic words are different. The English word is the same, fear, F-E-A-R, who preach the message of Allah and fear him and fear none but Allah, and enough is Allah to call men and women to account, hasib. But what's the word for fear? Yaksha, khashya, yaksha. Now, what is yaksha? Well, let's go to the dictionary and find out. Page 155. And the verb khashya, K-H-A-S-H-I-Y-A, khashya. This is the last one, and we'll take questions. Reverential awe, A-W-E. He fears is full of reverential awe. So this is reverence, okay? This is not fear like khawf, mortal danger. This is not fear like taqwa, consciousness of God. This is fear, reverence. And what does Allah say in the Quran? And reverence, different word now, it's not the khashya, but I'm using the English word. Reverence of family ties, be regarded as family ties. And young folk, this word is used in the Quran 40 times. And young folk, Allah says, and do not say offend. Do not offend your parents. I use them as an example. I use this example in Jumu'ah Prayer Friday. because this is one of the ways I heard Imam Muhammad explain this term, yaksha, akashia. He said, it's the kind of fear you have. And I'm addressing our younger audience and youth, because most of the seniors and the older people, we don't have these issues. Disrespecting your parents, that's what I'm talking about. Talking crazy to your mother, your father, your grandparents, you know, or you're disrespecting people in the masjid that are seniors, some of you young ones coming up, and you don't have reverent, yaksha, khashya, respect for the people that have paved the way for you, and you talking like you out of your mind, insulting them, arrogant. See, you're being disrespectful because you don't have yaksha. You don't have khashya. You don't have reverent fear, respect for the seniors and the elders. So what did the Prophet ﷺ say? How we identify you. Not welcome, Imam Yahya. The Prophet, he said, those who show no yaksha, kashya, reverent respect for our elders, our seniors, and no kindness and love to our young folk, the babies and the little ones, are not of us. They're not from the Muslim nature and character. So you see this display, arrogance, disrespect to the seniors, disrespect to the elderly, and not tended towards the young people. The Prophet has already described that ugly behavior and said, those people don't have the Muslim spirit. They're not of us, meaning they are not of the Muslim nature. They may be in the masjid. They may be Muslims, whatever. But they are falling short. They are deficient when it comes to this level of fear. Yaksha, Kashia, mentioned 48 times in the Quran. Be respectful, young folk. Be respectful, next generation coming up. Be respectful of Imam Omar and Fitra and the seniors and the believers who have gone before you, paved the way for you, set up an Ummah and a community that you can inherit. Don't come in the masjid talking crazy. And I don't care if you are an imam, if you're a young imam or younger, don't disrespect the elders that came before you. And that's what Allah says in the Quran. Be regardful, be respectful. And this yaksha is the third level. Now, if I were to put them in levels three, I would actually start with one, khawfun, mortal fear, mortal danger. That's the base urge. Two, khashya, reverent respect for the parents, young folk, your the seniors and the elders, and even the little ones too, the babies, speak nice and kind to them. And then the highest level of that fear, which is connected with the faith, faith over fear, regardfulness of God. So now that concludes my presentation. And I went over a bit, but Fitra don't mind. This is the last of these life topics for this year. So thank you all very much for listening. And I hope I've shared with you something from the Quran, the life of Muhammad, the Prophet, Imam Muhammad, that would be a benefit to you on this subject matter, faith over fear. So we will open now and take a few questions if we have any. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much, Imam Yahya Abdullah, for that lesson. I know I personally appreciated the way that you were able to skillfully thread together those ayat from the Quran to bring out the point. And so that even in that, that's just motivation for us to study, right? Because you started with that emphasis on study and inshallah being able to do what you just did for us in our own daily lives. That's our aspiration. At least I'm pitching for that to be our aspiration, because you did that so skillfully. Right now, I don't see any questions in the chat. So if you do have questions, please put them in the chat. I'll just see one pop up. If you have any other questions, please put them in the chat so that I can ask them. And if you want to raise your hand, you're also at liberty to do that. Someone did ask about the author of the dictionary, and I put that in the chat for those who didn't have it, because I have the dictionary sitting here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it.
Yes, I can see it.
But I have it here with me. Okay, so let's see. So I have a question. It says, other than the mental connection between the two words, cost and test, are you aware of any connection in the meanings of these two words? I'm not sure.
What?
Cough and
cast the cave.
Mm-hmm.
I could see making a connection there. Cast, it's on my Surah 18 of the Quran. It cast,
yes.
When we recite. It's a different letter because kha for khawfun is kh. Kha. Cast the cave is cat, the K, cat, another K. Okay. Now, the person who's asking that question, that's very perceptive because when you are isolated, like in a cave, fear sets in. And in the time of, and in the time of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have the Prophet with his companion, Abu Bakr, when they were driven out of Mecca by the Quraysh, and they stopped in a cave, and they stayed in this cave, and the Prophet said to, because Abu Bakr was a little unsettled, because the trackers were looking for Muhammad the Prophet. He was en route to Medina, leaving Mecca, because it was just too much oppression. And he said to him, fear not, Allah is with us. And then the spider, as we know, it's a long history, the spider came and covered the mouth of the cave. Beautiful story, beautiful perception. So yes, sometimes when you're isolated and you're concerned about danger, and I'm saying isolated, that's the cave in the metaphor, the picture. This is picture language, allegorical language now, insights of Imam Muhammad. So you can be in the cave of your mind, the cave of your own spirit, and you are isolated or you're afraid of some danger or something, and you retreat to your safe space, if you will. So the Prophet told Abu Bakr, have no fear. So I could see that in terms of connection, but the two words are different. Now, I saw a question, Sister Martha. I saw a question that said, why would I level put if I was putting them in levels?
Yes, I was going to ask that to you. Why would you choose the mortal fear as the first one?
Because that's the first fear we have. The baby is born. The baby doesn't have taqwa, consciousness. The baby doesn't have kashya. The baby doesn't even know who the mother is. The baby doesn't know who God is. The baby is afraid. And the baby develops faith in the mother first. If the mother's taking care of the baby, is looking around. You see the baby looking like, who are you? What are you? What are you? And then it starts. The more the mother cares for the baby, the more the mother takes care of the baby, the father, the relative, faith starts developing. Trust starts developing in that child. So the first fear that we have is mortal fear. That's the first one. We're not conscious of God. We're not conscious of parents and who to respect and who to... Nope. The first fear is the fear of danger, the fear of mortal. And what's that old saying? Survival of the fittest. And I'm trying to think of the term. The first law of nature is the self-preservation. See, so when the human being is out in the world and we first thing we know they want to take care of our existence, food, shelter, water. Those are first fears. Okay, you can teach religion to people all day long, but if they hungry, I eat. I'm like, God, can you give me some food right now? Or God forbid, they threatening to be put out of the homeless people. They're afraid. So the cough is the base urge, the base fear. So you start in the mortal life. Then it moves up to the mind, the intellect. Oh, that's my mother. That's my father. That's my brother. That's my sister. That's my teacher. That's my doctor. That's the president. That's the mayor. Oh, that's the banker. So now we develop these levels of respect. Oh, that's the imam. That's the professor. That's the educator. You see? And then above everything, God consciousness, taqwa. God is above all of it. So I wouldn't say you start with taqwa first because the baby doesn't start there.
But can you hear me, Brother Imam?
Yes.
I also want to share that the benefit things on levels is also, I use it for self-evaluation and my own self-development. When I put things in layers like you just did, and I'm honest to myself, not looking at anybody else, when I'm honest to myself, I'm able to judge my own feelings. Where am I in this level of self-evaluation? And so if I find myself consistently fearing on that first level, I know I have some work to do. I know I need to study more. I need to make sure all my boxes are checked. I need to make sure that I'm practicing what you are sharing with me. And then when I start to feel that next level, or maybe even the third level, I begin to feel good about my own self-development. So having those layers helps me to self-evaluate where I am as a believing Muslim.
Let me connect it to something where I layer them like that. In the Quran, and we've heard Imam Muhammad teach on this many times, okay? But in the Quran, and the way the Quran, Allah guided Muhammad the prophet to structure or arrange this in the Quran now, and most of us who been in the community a while or study the religion, we know what I'm about to say. We have three levels of the soul, nafs, in AFS, okay? The first level is nafs al-amara bisu'i, chapter 12, I believe 53, is where you find that. And it is the soul, the self, and as in its base urges, the demanding self that drives us to overcome those fears. It's afraid of dangers, khawf, in the soul. So it's the first level, nafs al-amara, the driven soul, the soul that put demands on us and commands us to do things. And if you're not managing that self can get away from you, nafs al-amara, the first level, right? And I'm just giving these briefly. Level two is nafs al-lawama, which Fitcher was just talking about, the self-critiquing soul, all right? Okay. And then that's in chapter 75, verse 1 or 2, I believe, okay, because I'm going off my memory. But it's in the chapter of Al-Qiyamah, the resurrection. So it's the second level. So that's the soul that's questioning that picture is talking about, making assessments, analyzing where am I in my development, where am I in my progression, where am I in my progress in life, where am I, okay? So we make those critiques in that second level. But once we get to the third level, nafs al-mutma'inna, the soul that has found rest. And how did he find rest? Taqwa. Taqwa. The more consciousness of God. See, and the more aware we become of Allah, the more conscious we are of God, the more we are working to obey God, it takes us to that level of mutma'inna, where the soul has finally found its peace, it's rest, and it's satisfaction. That's level three. That's where the highest form of reconfidence and consciousness is, taqwa.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. It's just as Sister Fitcher said, you know, if you don't know what you just laid out for us, then how are you assessing, right? So there's back to that study piece. You know, you have to study these things, to be aware of them, to use that as your litmus test for living, right? We become Muslim when we accept al-Islam, it's because we are choosing to use that framework for our living. And so you have to understand the framework in order to be able to do it, right?
Yes.
And so we're going to take one more question. And so
let me put a footnote on that, Sufanda.
Sure.
Because I know somebody's going to ask or is thinking about it. So where's that Mutmainna, chapter 89, verse 26 and 27? You'll find out about that. Yeah, 89. But look at the progression now. The first level is in 12. The second level is in the second resurrection, 75, 22. And the highest level is way at the back. So what is that telling us in a logical? That by the time we have started from Al-Fatiha, reading the Quran, and we get to Surah 89, which is Fajr, we should have a breakthrough, because Fajr is the break of morning. The darkness should have dissipated, and we should have reached that stage of Mutmainna after reading all those chapters of the Quran.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And so the last one is about connecting mental health issues and anxiety to what you just gave us. And then that'll be our last question so that we can close out.
Yes. The psyche, P-S-Y-C-H-E, and I'm speaking as an amateur psychologist, because my first major in college was psychology. I studied psychology. And in the Quran, the word, it doesn't come together like this, but in Arabic, let me put it like that. When we say the word psychology, the Arabic term is ilmun nafs. That's A-I-L or I-L-M-U-N. Ilmun nafs, N-A-F-S. This is actually the word in Arabic for psychology. Ilmun nafs. But what is ilmun nafs? The science of the soul. That's what it means. Okay. I just went through three levels of the soul. In Surah Shams, chapter, 91, I believe, Surah Shams, Allah says in the Quran, this is the mental health doctor, ilmun nafs, the science of the science of the psyche, the science of the soul. How do we develop our psyche and our mental capacities so we're not having mental health issues? Now, some of this is hereditary. Some of it has to do with diets and all of that. Some of it is genetics. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the culture pressures, the societal pressures, things that we're dealing with that are driving people crazy. Here's what Allah says in the Quran of the nafs, verse 7, chapter 91. وَالنَّفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَاهَا. Now see, this is the psyche, the mental state of the human being. By the soul, nafs, by the psyche, you can translate it that way, by the psyche and the order and proportion given to it. But nafs, I say, is the soul. Now, nafs for Muslims in the Quran, the inner life, the internal life, nafs, okay? The mind, the spirit, the feelings, the sentiments, all that considered as the nafs. By the nafs, the psyche or the soul, and the structure, what is that? Balance, order, not going to extremes, not taking things to extremes in this society. America is a society of extremes. Not going to extremes, having the proper balance. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فَجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Verse 8. And it's education, it's enlightenment in the psyche, the soul, to what will cause it harm, what will damage it, and what will keep it right. But look at the word that's used for right. وَتَقْوَاهَا. تَقْوَا. And it's consciousness. فجور. The inclination to go off. So all human beings are born like that. Muhammad the prophet, he was asked about his nature and the mental health of human beings. We'll put it in 21st century language, but it's the same. They call it the jinn. And he was asked about that, and he said, all human beings possess this jinn nature. Maybe one time we'll come back on and explain that so it won't be in the spook zone. And his companions asked him, and I'm speaking fast so we can conclude this. His companions asked him, the old message of God, you possess a jinn too? This passionate urge, this demanding soul that drives the people crazy. They can't control themselves. And the Prophet ﷺ calmly said, yes, I possess a jinn. All human beings possess a jinn. But Allah has blessed me to make my jinn submit, a Muslim, obey. How? Wa taqwaha, consciousness of God. Verse 9, qad aflaha man zakkaha. That's the way you remember, recited that. Truly he succeeds that zakkaha. He said, look, the aleph is going up. He succeeds that spends on his mental health. She succeeds that spends on the soul. He or she succeeds that invests knowledge, growing the soul, growing the intellect, growing the mind. This is how you get overcome mental health. You can't just let TV, radio, the rappers, the music, the culture just be the only thing you feed from. TikTok, WhatsApp, what's happening, WeChat, this chat. Facebook, YouTube, streaming, all of these cultural influences just bombarding the psyche and the soul. So Allah told the Prophet 1400 years ago, "Qad aflaha man zakkaha." Truly, whoever you will be a success, you have mental health if you invest in your soul, purify your soul, educate your soul, grow that. And lastly, it says this, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And surely you will fail, she will fail. You will have mental depression that allow your soul to become corrupt.
Amen. We appreciate you. Study your level of intellect. We appreciate the knowledge that you shared with us today. And I pray
and
that
thank Allah for Imam W. Dean Muhammad for educating us to this level.
Absolutely, absolutely. So thank you again. Thank you everyone for joining us today. I'm actually going to conclude with some announcements, and that will be it for today. So I'm going to share two things with you. The first is a reminder that the New Year's Eve community prayer is next Sunday, December the 31st, from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. So we will be bringing in the new year together. Inshallah, please, please, please join us for this. It will be via Zoom, just as we meet here, and the link is on the screen. Also, if you are not receiving the newsletter, please visit Study Al-Islam and subscribe so that you can receive the newsletter. And in the newsletter, you will see the link and you can join us on next Sunday. Again, that's the New Year's Eve community prayer from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And then I also wanted to share this with you. This is probably one of your first times seeing this here on Sunny Al-Islam. So a trip to Ghana is being planned, alhamdulillah. And it's my time to visit Ghana, Accra, and Cape Coast. And so this will take place from October the 23rd to November 1st. This is next year. It's going to be $4,500 per person. So you got plenty of time to, you know, start to save those coins so that you're able to be in the building. It is a non-refundable registration deposit of $350, and that is due on January the 23rd This is a study our Islam trip, right? So we want you to join us for that. And if you need more information as it relates to this, you can email Sister Fitri Muhammad at studyourislam@gmail.com. So just wanted to make sure that you had that information. Please join us next week for the New Year's Eve prayer. We look forward to seeing you. And with that, I'm going to ask Imam Omar if he could close this out.
Yes, dua. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. O Lord, let not our hearts deviate, now that you have guided us, but grant us mercy from thy own presence, for thou art the grantees of bounties without measure. Amen.
Amen. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Wa alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. We are so appreciative for simulcasting and sharing the airwaves with the Study Al-Islam platform. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. And we are grateful for our beloved sister, Fitri Muhammad, the executive producer of Study Al-Islam. And we are grateful to Imam Yahya Abdullah, which was the presenter this morning on the subject matter of faith over fear. What an excellent expose. What an excellent education. The structure of our soul. Praise be to Allah. I would like to invite you to tune back into America Muslim 360 this evening for the broadcast of Keeping It Real, hosted by our beloved host, Lou Princess Aziz. It airs at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Keeping It Real, let's talk about it. She addresses mental and emotional trauma. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. And then stay tuned for this upcoming program.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, we are back. I want to go to the phone lines. I believe this is my beloved sister, Martha Naila Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, Martha Naila.
Alaykum as-salam. Allahu Akbar. God is greater. Thank you, Imam Kareem Hamid. Thank you so very much. As station manager, not only as that, but as a continued supporter of American Muslim 360, CWSC at large, but specifically American Muslim 360. I say that, and to everyone, praise be to Almighty God for the continued support that you have shown and are showing. And knowing that we stand committed to the consistency of communication, connection, communication, and collaboration. Whenever the Blog Talk system is down, inshallah, we will be sharing with you a number, conference call line, Zoom information, Google Meet information, so that you will be in tune and attuned to everything that is occurring. Certain things we know we have no control over, and we submit. In that process, our focus is on communication. This is coming from CWSC, the entire intelligentsia. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't say it enough for all of who are showing their support and those who are newcomers listening. And it's not only AM 360. It is the entire Muslim arena of reporting or sharing information with you. This is why AM360 EO has stepped into the form of the medium connection. And that way it allows us to stay abreast and be connected with one another throughout the United States, inshallah. And that's the proceed or the process for CWSC, is to be consistent about that kind of connections. And we are traveling throughout the country. Perhaps you already know, but we won't do that reporting right now. But just know that we are making inroads, inshallah, to be connected. And we're thankful for all those who are studying and allowing themselves to be continued students of the truth, inshallah. Thank you so very much, Imam. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Martha Naila Abdullah. Praise be to Allah. And a program note I'd like to share. We have experienced technical difficulties broadcasting from America Muslim 360. We had a scheduled end of the year fundraising telethon slated for 1 week. We shall reschedule the telethon fundraiser kickoff for January the 4th. Praise be to Allah. I believe it's January the 4th. We shall once again kick off the CWSC fundraising kickoff. So we look forward to your presence, and we are grateful for your continued support. Praise be to Allah. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Error code 727-408. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, assalam. Praise be to Allah. You know, you are. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. I'm so glad to see that be back online and functioning. So we want to increase what we give it monthly. And alhamdulillah, we look forward to the telethon. And I really miss AM360. So praise be to Allah. And I know y'all did too. There's something I wrote I'd like to share. Taqwa, all praise is due to Allah. This keeps us on top. Al-Islam is a constant choice. Make a decision with your own mind, good reasoning, and your own voice. Follow instruction and have a sacred book. You must live the Muslim life. Do more than take a look. Loving our Creator, not denying His favors. We have the power to be our own Savior. We are united by the most powerful bond of all, our common human origin. Fear, displeasing your Creator. You can be blessed to be a friend. You must help reconstruct people's lives. Faith is increased because we sacrifice. We must maintain and protect the proper climate required to ensure the kind of life and growth we desire. Love God and be thankful and regardful. He can save us from the hellfire. The more sense we make out of things ourselves and out of place in the external world, the closer we get to God. This is what we were taught. Every day we should invest in our soul. This will help lighten ours and others' load. A productive relationship with the physical, natural environment is also desired by God for us. Only in Him should we totally trust. Be respectful of each other. It is God that brought the believers together. While the fears come first, then we evolve. Now we're keeping God first. The parent that's best is the one that don't neglect. Now the child who respects God is best. Helping others pass life tests so their soul can be at rest. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, praise be to Allah. Allah. Thank you, Bilal. We thank Allah for Allah. You. That was so wonderful, so, you know, enlightening, so touching. Praise be to Allah. You are an asset to us, and we, you know, I kind of experienced AM360 withdrawals, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I've been with it for so long. But praise be to Allah. We are grateful that we can communicate with each other, and we are grateful for the connection that we are making with all other forms of communication from right-minded people, a collaboration. Thank you, Bilal. May Allah continue to bless you and bless us.
Thank Allah.
Alhamdulillah. So this concludes the broadcast of Study Al-Islam, and we are grateful to our beloved sister, Fitra Muhammad, for sharing this wonderful broadcast with us, the Study Al-Islam platform. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. It is a very educational piece of our Islamic life. And as Imam Yahya shared with us, we are to remain students, forever learning, forever studying. There is no end. Praise be to Allah. So we came to you this morning with the greetings of peace. We leave you this morning with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. That translates into peace be unto you and the mercy and blessings of Almighty God. Allah asks of the whole of humanity, Allah asks a question in the 55th surah of the Quran. Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the two favors of your Lord will you deny? We have to remain grateful and thankful for what Allah has done for us, for what the Creator is doing for us, and what He shall do for us. We have to remain thankful. I bring you the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatim. We got to be thankful. Keep it.
Early in the morning, seal and prayer, Seven's fresh fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years earlier, I still pray my Lord their souls in keep. Grab my teeth, grab my hat and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck and off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
do the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and little helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be
grateful for my life and all the things He's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough and he tries to understand. He said, Miss, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough, can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright, you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things He's given you that makes your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to cover. And I sing the day's last prayer, asking for
for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their fellow men. But they gotta be right. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.